Radio station at the heart of the Isle of Wight community, Vectis Radio.
Here on the Andy Knight Radio Show on Vectis Radio. And joining me in the studio, I'm delighted to say, as promised, is Jim Elston. A very good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Very well indeed. Thanks for coming in. You don't have Dave with you. I've noticed that there's only one of you. So Dave's obviously otherwise engaged today.
He's in the middle of moving and sorting sort of big life problems out.
So he's a busy man. So anyway, we're very grateful for you taking the time to come in, Jim. Those of you who are regular listeners to the show, those of you who are, will remember I spoke to Jim several weeks ago, and you'd only been going about a month then, and the Isle of Wight Musicians Action Group was gathering pace. Last night I attended a meeting at your esteemed establishment, the Solent Inn in Ryde, extraordinarily well attended. And can you just give us your sort of resume of how the evening went, Jim?
Yes, as you said, it was extremely well attended, which is always gratifying. It does show the depth of feeling, and it was important. When we first started, the council didn't realise there was a problem. Our first step was to get the council to recognise there is a problem. The culmination was the presentation to the elected members last night. A very important member of the council, Councillor
Jeff Lumley.
Jeff Lumley, thank you. I couldn't went blank there for a moment. Was there and ended up being very, very, very supportive. But we had an excellent band acting as house band. We had our regulars for our jam night, just to show who we are and what we do. And then three short presentations, one by myself, one by Dave Dixon, and one from Rob Stout, just to explain what we're about and why we had asked them there.
Absolutely. Well, as I say, I was there with you all last night and thoroughly enjoyed it. I mean, apart from anything else, the live music was great, and Dave Dixon's back burner really turned in a cracking set, didn't they?
Great band.
And so your regular Thursday jam night, some fabulous musicians there. I enjoyed Alias Smith and Jones in particular. They're very good, with Rob, of course, Rob Stout on guitar there. But, I mean, I just did a swift head count round there. I mean, it's a lovely venue, and great. I mean, we were shoulder to shoulder. I mean, there were well over 40 people in there, I think.
Yeah, they were. And what was very, very nice was the certainly the counsellors and the people that were there out of interest actually stayed for the rest of the night.
Yes.
Which was
you had a mixture of your regulars, licensees, musicians, the councillors. There were three councillors, in fact, I believe, elected council members: Jeff Lumley, John Nicholson, and Comrade
Gauntlet.
And they turned up, which was, I think, a huge coup for you, and well done for inviting them. And to them, indeed, I think credit where credit's due that they turned up. The presentations, as you say, that you, Rob, and Dave put forward in between some, as I say, cracking live music, were right on the button. And there was almost a sort of unsolicited response. You hadn't expected it from Jeff Lumley, from the crowd, after you'd finished your presentation.
It stunned us. We weren't expecting it. But Jeff Lumley very eloquently promised his full support. Now he's aware of the problem, he's going to try and push this through as an issue, to have it debated.
And Jeff Lumley, someone who gets things done on the council, I think, isn't it? It's fair to say.
He's been a councillor for over 10 years.
Yes.
For that reason.
Yeah. And there was, I mean, one of your main sort of, if I can put it, targets, one of the main objectives of the group that you ventured forth when we spoke, you and Dave and myself, on air a few weeks back, was this independent panel. Now, can you just reacquaint us with what the proposal is? And the proposal that was, I think, very, as you say, eloquently taken on board by Jeff Lumley and the other councillors. So this independent panel, Jim, what's this?
What we want is some good old-fashioned common sense.
Yeah, makes sense.
When if there's a noise complaint, now the council do have a statutory duty to investigate. That's their job. They have to do this. The letter they send out is dressed up in terms of what will happen to you. £20,000 fine, 2 years imprisonment. It's a very frightening piece of paper to receive.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Now, what we've said is, before they send any letters out, could they offer mediation? Mm-hmm. We would set up an independent panel with a local or town councillor who knows the area, knows the commerce, knows the trade in the area, a licensee, a musician, and one of the environmental officers. We can sit with both parties and say, right, what is the real problem?
Mm.
What can we do to make it better? Rather than sending out threatening letters, rather than keeping everybody's identity a secret, come together around the table. Is it that the music's got to stop 10 minutes earlier?
Sure.
Is it the people outside making too much noise? We can control it. There's things that we can do without it getting...
I mean, you yourself, as the licensee of the Solent Inn, a very popular music venue and pub in the Ryde area, I mean, you've taken steps to address specific problems that were presented to you, I believe, by a local resident who had a husband on night shift, and there were one or two issues that you sat down and talked to them about.
Absolutely.
So it works?
It does work. We invited... the lady in question over. She saw the steps we'd taken.
Mm-hmm.
We guaranteed that the music will never go on beyond 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
And whilst she may wish that we were a little quieter on occasion, but she's happy with the compromise that we've reached.
Well, the fact that dialogue has taken place, which hitherto has not been the case. Your point is that where noise problems from residents, from music venues on the island, which is the whole crux of the matter, where these situations have arisen, this inordinately threatening letter just is the first response from the council.
The first response,
and
yes.
And that's where the problem is, because then people are suddenly on the back foot, the licensees on the back foot with all this, what am I going to do? I'm going to be closed down. The residents, you don't know who they are who've complained. But this is just building a bridge, which is a bridge, as you rightly pointed out earlier, of common sense, essentially.
Yes, that's all we want.
And this dialogue works, because you've proved it works in your own pub with a local resident. And
yes,
she has gone away satisfied. The problem at the moment, the issue has been resolved. Everyone's happy, and no one's going to prison. You know, I mean, it just makes perfect sense. I believe one of the suggestions made, because obviously most people would agree that it tends to be the lower frequency, the baseline, shall we say, of any band that tends to carry more and disturb people. There was a suggestion from the crowd, I seem to recall, that all bass players should be shot. That might solve the problem. I think that was a bit extreme.
we will take that one as a last resort.
But this idea of dialogue, seriously, this independent panel. And I think my recollection was that Jeff Lumley and John Nicholson and Conrad Gauntlett took that on board as a project that they would endorse and try and further through the council.
Yeah, I don't want to jump the gun, but
no, of course.
I think we can say that we will have achieved that.
Hmm.
I think that was one of the most positive outcomes of last night.
Absolutely.
And I think that in the near future, the panel will be set up.
Hmm. Well, that is
every confidence in
I mean, you've been going for what? Not even 3 months, really,
not
as a group.
Not 3 months yet, no.
Not 3 months. And I mean, that was top of your list if you had a shopping list. That was pretty much target one. And pretty much, okay, we can't say categorically, but it looks very likely that that will be achieved. So an extraordinary achievement. You're listening to the Andy Knight Radio Show on Vectis Radio, and live with me here in the studio, Jim Elston, the landlord of the Solent Inn in Ryde and driving force behind the Isle of Wight Musicians Action Group, along with his capable team. And we were talking about the success and your achievements in an extraordinarily short space of time, Jim. So having now, okay, not set in stone, but we're pretty certain this independent panel idea, endorsed as it was by the assembled councillors, Jeff Lumley in particular, last night, we're fairly confident that that will come to fruition.
Yeah, we are. Yes.
So now, having hit that target top of your shopping list in a very short time, you've now got to think about what's coming up next. So what's the future for the group?
We're going to align ourselves with a group called Fight for White Licensees.
Ah, right, yes.
There's a natural synergy between...
Can you outline what that group are chiefly about?
That group is all of the licensees, the pub landlords, basically, on the island. It's a pressure group from them to try and get their message across about how difficult it is to try and preserve... your typical English countryside pub.
Because,
you know,
I mean,
town pub.
Well, we were talking off air there. I mean, obviously our issue here is with about live music and venues putting on live music, of which, you know, I'm a passionate supporter here on the island, and you have done so much. But as a publican, you've got stuff flying at you from all angles, haven't you? I mean, it's very difficult to make a living.
We have. It's extremely difficult. But Fight for White Licensees are trying to combat these, trying to get around red tape, trying to remove restrictions and artificial barriers that are in our way as being publicans.
Sure. So you say there is a kind of almost a dovetailing in some ways.
There is. Yeah. I mean, we hope that what we've done with the Musicians Action Group is giving a lot more pubs the confidence, say, to put a live band on. You know?
That's the key word, I think, here, isn't it?
It is confidence.
Getting the confidence to say, well, actually, we will put live music back on. We always used to. It was always successful, but then we got perhaps frightened off to some extent. So giving them that confidence is another huge achievement.
Increase the footfall back into the pubs. Sure. And, you know, they're a good environment because, you know, a pub is a regulated environment.
Yeah, of course.
You're not going to get the silly drunk, you know, wobbling down the street, you know, because we control that, and they should be promoted. As being a safe, fun environment.
Absolutely.
So we see a natural dovetailing there.
So, as you say, the word you use, synergy, a very appropriate word there between these two groups. And this is likely to happen in the near future then, Jim?
The chair of Fight for White Licensees was also at the meeting.
Of course, yes. Yes.
Last night. Mm-hmm. We've both expressed an interest. We're going to meet next week and see the best way to achieve this.
So, I mean, you know, the whole will then become greater than the sum of the parts, one's got to think there.
Yeah.
Having already brought your weight to bear as the Musicians Action Group, and, you know, you're now bringing a whole new perspective to the Fight for White, and they, in return, will do the same, one hopes, for you. And the synergy should be a fairly formidable coalition, shall we say.
We hope so. As the Musicians Action Group, what we've shown is... you don't need to be out waving placards and being confrontational to get your message across.
I think that's something that I would emphasise to the listeners who may not have been completely aware. And the fact that some of them may not be aware is because you haven't been out, you know, walking up and down outside County Hall with placards, as you say, or causing a fuss and so on. You've approached this in a very constructive, conciliatory way. And the achievements bear fruit to that approach.
Yes. We never wanted this to be a tub thumping.
Absolutely.
We wanted to show that we're as musicians, we're all a mature, reasonable bunch, willing to work with everybody in our community, to make sure we could enjoy live music. People that come to the island week after week. Also in the audience last night were four people that had come over from Fareham.
Really.
And do this week after week because they love the jam nights.
Yeah.
You
know, that's extraordinary. I mean, that, you know, that, as you say, people from the North Island religiously and regularly make that journey over, particularly, I know, to your pub, the Solent, for the live music and the jam nights on a Thursday. But, they, you know, your catchment area extends that far.
It does. And it's not just us. It's the Simeon. It's the King Lud.
Sure.
It's... Yeah, there's so many great venues, there's so many great pubs, and we are attracting the people, and we need to have the confidence to carry on doing that, because it's benefiting the island as a whole. This was one of the things that Jeff Lumley grasped very, very quickly, about how much we are generating for our local economies.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I think that if we wrap this up roundabout now, Jim, but I think that the message I take from all of this, from having been on board with you since early days and with your team, and then from last night in particular, but this sense of confidence that is rebuilding in venues across the island, licensed pub venues, to take back, I mean, the Crab and Lobster are now putting live music
they
back
are,
on.
Indeed.
You know, that's a big, big thing, that they have now had the confidence to go back into that because of the resolution of their issues. So all these problems are resolvable, if you like. And you've done extraordinarily well, and you should be very proud of your achievements so far, Jim. What sort of contact details can you give us if there's anyone who wants to know more about the Musicians Action Group here on the island?
You can have a look on the Musicians Action Group Facebook page, the Solent Inn Facebook page, or my own Facebook page, which is Jim Elston.
Okay, Jim, always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you, Andy.
I look forward to you coming in again after even more successful objectives ticked off your list, I'm sure. More power to you, sir, and good luck with the next stage of the Isle of Wight Musicians Action Group, and have a good weekend.
And yourself, Andy, thank you very much for having me.
It's a